What's up? Check this. Podcasting direct into your brain via your speakers or headphones. It's Tech Luster. Sit back, relax, tune in and drop out. Journey into the future. Tech Luster. It's a must. Yeah.
All right, welcome to Tech Luster episode 13. On Skype we have Kerry and John. What's up, guys?
Not much. How are you going?
I'm going pretty well, and you?
Good.
That's away. And also we have John. How are you, John?
I'm good, Rad.
That's away. Welcome to the podcast.
Nice to be here.
Yep.
Welcome. Mm-hmm. It's my first time to be on Tech Luster.
Well, actually, no, that's a lie. You're actually the second time on here.
Oh, okay.
So now we're here to talk about your new website that you're building.
Mm-hmm.
So let people know what that's called and stuff.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm currently building a website called Grand Australia. It is actually an idea of my friend from Bright, you know, in Australia, because he knows that I want to go there to work and to leave, and he thought, like, I could make a website, if anyone could make a website that would allow people, you know, who would allow interested people to probably help or give tips or something, you know, about their Australian experience. So I thought, like, oh, that was okay. So I started building the website. Now I'm very close to completing it. So yeah, I'm getting there.
All right, good stuff, mate. And when do you reckon that would be up and running?
I think that this will be up and running later on this week, sometime this week. I originally planned to launch this website on Monday, February 14, but I don't think I'm ready. So yeah, in the next few days we'll see. I will announce it on Twitter and Facebook, and yeah.
Wicked. Okay. So what is Grand Australia? What is it? What is it? Is it to do? What is it?
Yeah, Grand Australia. This website is like a. It will document the whole journey, or let's say I term this. I consider this as a very important and big, very big. Personal quest, you know, to enter Australia. That's why I called it like Grand Australian Quest or something. And yeah, this website will journalize every step that I take with respect to, you know, with respect to my circumstances, you know, and the laws or processes in Australia, or the process in between for me to enter the Australia. So that will include the, you know, stories about the experiences, or I probably would even mention news that relates with the immigration in Australia. I'm sure there are news about that, because, you know, I've heard about these people coming from I think it's called Christmas Islands, you know, on their boat, and they tried to enter Australia illegally.
Yep.
So that's kind of it's kind of good to highlight that, because I won't do that.
Well, you won't be on a boat. Yeah. You'll be on a plane.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I will. Apparently, it's the first thing that an Australian hopeful must do is to follow the law set up by the Australian people. You know, because I believe the country. I believe anyone can definitely enter Australia. It's just, you know, you have to follow you have to play by the rules, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And yeah,
for sure. All right, Kerry, any questions for John?
Sure. So, John, how are you planning on using social media to attract attention to your grand quest?
Yeah, my idea is that I want to share this story. It's like a developing story, developing quest, right? Because the thing is happening as we speak. So if I'm writing a story there, for instance, if I were to work somewhere in another country to prepare myself to enter Australia, let's say financially talking, I will be able to express my story, like the things that I'm doing and the goals that I'm trying to reach. Like, for instance, if there's like a visa requirement, I will definitely tell my story, like how I'm going to meet that requirement, and that will be a very that will be placed in the public view. And social media, through my friends, you know, who may want to share my story or something like that, they may, you know, some people might be interested to share their story, people who have traveled to Australia, or people who have lived in Australia, or even Australians themselves can share their stories or ideas, like, you know, because I will take anything, whatever they say. It's like, if it relates with Australia, because you know, it helps me enrich what I know. So I get it makes me more prepared, even if I'm still outside Australia. So yeah, it helps. Then, you know, compared to someone who are not very interested to learn about the country, but, you know, instantly goes into Australia and then get you know, some sort of a culture shock. So that's, I don't think that will happen to me.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
So yeah, it will be the social media will be I'm hoping that this story would be, my story would be, would interest some people, you know, and maybe they could tell their own stories, and I will highlight them as well. I also want this website also will highlight the good things in Australia, you know. My plan is to ask people from Australia, apparently my friends, to tell their stories, like, what do you love, what are the things that you love about your own country, you know. So yeah. I could put that on the website and highlight it, because it could also influence some people, you know, to travel into Australia, maybe. Yeah, I don't have a big name, just like, you know, Oprah. She just recently visited there and she exposed Australia to the world. So I believe that I'll be doing the same thing, but in my own individual way, you know, since I came from a different, very different country. Oprah came from America, so, and I'm from Asia, so the perspective is very different. You know, I came from a very challenging,
sure.
Situation, something.
Right. So are you planning to visit Australia in the short term, or is this a long-term plan that you're slowly working towards?
Actually, the Grand Australia, I will tell you right now the challenges. I have, I've set like 5 challenges.
Yeah.
The first one is like visiting Australia. The second is working. The third is studying. The fourth is living. And the number 5 is becoming an Australian. Those are really big challenges.
Yeah.
And the first challenge, yeah. But I'm determined I'm determined to face them all. I'm determined to complete this quest. This can be like a lifetime quest. It could take many years. But the thing is, the easiest way that I can see for me to be able to experience what it is like, or for me to be able to come into Australia, is to visit there as a legal tourist. I think, yeah, it's just the question of if I have the money to, you know, to travel there or not, right? I could stay there like for 2 weeks and see what it's like, meet friends. That could it could bring me so much happiness, you know, because I have plenty of friends that I've known and talked to each other on a daily basis for years. That's, you know, that includes Brad himself. Mm-hmm. And that will expose me to many things, and let's see if my motivation will be as strong when I get to experience what it's like to be there. I believe it will be anyway.
I'm sure it will.
Yeah.
I agree.
So what sort of areas are you interested in terms of looking at work and study and those sort of challenges for you?
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. The top city that I have on my list is Brisbane. The next is Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
and Sydney. But the thing is, I don't worry much about that, because when I get, if I am successful to find a job in Australia, I believe it will be much easier for me to meet people from other city compared to where I am right now here in the Philippines. It's so far, and it takes a lot of doing to, you know, at least it increases the chance, you know, for me to meet the people dear to my heart, or something like that. Yeah, and I'd be happy to meet you as well, you know. You never know.
Well, I'm in Melbourne, so that's number 2 on the list.
Yeah, I would be so happy if you could, if I succeed to go there, and then you, I'd be happy if you could congratulate, like, oh my god, you, you know.
Oh, definitely. We'll congratulate you, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. So what I'm doing also with the Grand Australia is I also highlight my own life here, because so far, for some reason, people from abroad, like for people from your country and in America and Europe, they find my life a little interesting, because I came from a different country and very different perspective, because you could easily relate someone from America, right, and from Europe, because your economic status is pretty similar or almost the same or something like that, and it's very different from me. Like, you know, when I share my own story, I find it that some people are actually I made some people enlightened, like, you know, that they're actually very fortunate to have lived there, you know, because not all people see that kind of reality, but I can't blame them because they grew up there, so it just feels normal, you know. But sure. when they get to learn the story of someone from let's say a less fortunate place or something like that, but the person is happier, you know, is very motivated or something, it tends to affect them positively in a way that they feel more thankful about. Okay, I feel happy that that I make those people, you know, see that they're very fortunate, and I feel happy that they are also willing to establish great friendships with me. So
Well, that's great. It sounds like you've got a lot of commitment towards your big quest.
yeah, it is.
Sure. So, John, what else is going to be on the website now? We spoke about a podcast to do with this. When's that going to start, man?
Yeah, when the website is launched, I plan to start a podcast with Brad. It will just be Brad and me and probably some guests as we go along. And, Brad can ask me about what's happening with the quest now, the updates of the quest, and what I'm currently working on, and those updates. And we can also talk about the laws, immigration laws in Australia. I think that could be pretty much like educational side of the podcast, because we get to learn, an Australian citizen get to learn about its own immigration laws or something, you know.
Sure.
So that sounds fun. Yeah. I don't really know much about that, but I'll learn more about
yeah.
that. But,
So it will be educational, and you will learn the real obstacles that I have to face, you know,
sure,
to get there.
Yeah, for sure. So first stop is Singapore. Now, how much money have you raised so far to get to Singapore?
I've raised so far like almost over $400 US dollars now.
Really?
My plan
That's great.
Is
wow. That's crazy.
Yeah,
last time I checked, it was like $20. Wow.
Yeah, well, I've also contributed, you know, to it. I've worked a little on the side, and also some friends just like you, Brad, and I'm very thankful for it, because my plan is to come to fly to Singapore in June to work there, because it puts me in a more advantageous position to save money, so I could travel into Australia.
For sure, that's a good point.
It's just a matter of time. Like, you know, if I were to work there, I would be able to visit Australia sooner. You know, if I were to stay here, since the wage here is not really good, it is we are paid per day, which is not so cool. You know, plus, the wage level is so low, so I don't think that I will have a good future here. But then the life is okay, but it's just my dream and my heart and mine, they are both pointing towards Australia, and I can't, you know the feeling that you are not, you know the feeling that you're not happy with your situation. It's like your heart is seeking for some people, you know, and it is what is driving me. Because this Grand Australian Quest isn't just like a small task, this is just a small one. It is a combination of of all the motivations. I've concluded that really maybe there's a calling for me to go into Australia, because I could have chosen to go to other countries like the USA,
Or
some places in Europe. But I've chosen Australia, and I love Australia so much.
Sure.
And my friends who exposed me to Australian culture helped that a lot, because, you know, that I've known, I'm very comfortable with those people, with them, and I'd like to be closer to them, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
I think what sort of people? Happy.
What sort of people have you met over the year that you met on the internet, John? Like, you've done video podcasting and you've done audio podcast. What sort of people have you met over the few years?
Yeah, I've done those kind of things. I'm very into technology, and that made me connect to similar-minded people.
Yeah, for sure.
And for some reason. I've met more Australians than any. I've met more Australian geeks or tech enthusiasts than any other people from any other country in the world, and that amazes me. That amazed me because I was expecting to meet plenty of like American friends or something, but it's not the case. It seems like you know, something is pulling me into Australia, and I like it because they're also into technology. It's very cool to be with the people. You know, who have the same passion as me, and to be able to work together to come up with a podcast and a video podcast, and it's just, I don't know, it is a very priceless. I don't know what to say, but I'm so happy that I was able to do it, and I plan, if I were to get into Australia, that would make things a lot easier. We could do like you could probably connive together, or, you know, work together to do something great. We never know the possibilities.
Yeah, and for sure,
that's one of the things that make, you know, that excites me. Why I have to do this quest, because we the possibilities are there, and I don't think I can afford missing those chances in my lifetime, because I think they can bring so much happiness.
What about meeting Michael when he came over? How was that?
When we came over here?
Yep.
Yeah. It also, that's one of the things that motivated me, because last year an Australian friend randomly traveled here. I didn't expect someone from Australia would actually travel here just because of what I'm doing in the web. You know, we're on a video podcast, and then that guy, we're not even close, and he decided to come over here, and we met, and it was so cool because we were like minded. I was never bored with him, and it was so cool to exchange stories. You know, because he's different and I am different, and our stories would always be interesting. Because exactly. I get to learn with his life there. He gets to learn with our ways of life here, and it's nice, you know. You always learn something with new people that you meet in your life, and they make your life even richer. You know, they bring new stories to your life that you could never have if you were to meet the same, you know, people in your neighborhood, in the same city. So I think that's so cool.
So, all right, last question from me. What are you actually looking forward to when you come to Australia? What's the first thing you want to see? And have you worked out what you want to see in Australia yet or not?
Well, it depends. It depends actually on where, you know, I land first.
I reckon come to Melbourne first.
The closest.
Melbourne's better. Don't go to Brisbane.
I don't know, but I'm imagining climbing the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Oh God, I couldn't.
That's
do
a very
that.
Popular thing to do.
I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that.
Have you actually tried that, Brad?
No, I haven't, mate.
Have you?
I haven't, mate. I don't want to either. I hate heights.
Yeah, I don't know. I watched the Oprah video on YouTube, and I was like, oh, that's so cool to climb that kind of bridge. It looks challenging. I'm sure it will not be easy, but I thought I could imagine myself. I was on top, like I could be, you know, this crazy imagination.
But do you like heights, though, John? You don't like heights, do you? Do you like heights?
I'm not into heights, that's for sure.
No, I'm not either. I'm not into heights either. But
I'm not into heights. But that's the thing. That's because I'm not into heights. I like to see where I can go.
yeah, for sure. I think
it's always nice. It's always nice to, you know, benchmark yourself to see how far would you go there.
For sure. Because
it makes, you know. It is exciting.
So, Kerry, do you have any suggestions for John when he comes to Australia? What's the places that he could check out? Any favorite spots?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Well,
maybe you could tell me.
Yeah, go on.
I've been to Brisbane, Sydney, and Melbourne, of course. I
Nice.
Am always checking out the best places to eat first. So, South Bank in Brisbane is probably the only place that I've really spent a bunch of time in, but that was really lovely. So there's a whole bunch of places down by the water to get food there. And
Mm-hmm.
Melbourne has a lot of really amazing places to eat, places to get coffee. St Kilda has got a lot of nightlife down by the coast as well. So there's lots of culture in Melbourne. I think you'll really love it.
And also, it is a bigger city, right? Compared to Brisbane, Melbourne.
Yeah, I think Melbourne is bigger. Sydney and Melbourne are the two biggest cities in Australia. Sydney is very business, and I think that Melbourne is very pleasure. So that's just my
opinion. Okay. So what do you think? So you actually prefer to, if you were to pick one of only one of those three major Australian cities, you definitely pick Melbourne, hands, without any doubt.
Without a doubt.
That's good. So that means it's really worth visiting there, see what it's like, you know?
Yeah, Melbourne's a beautiful city to visit and live in, and Sydney is a great city to visit, but I find it hard to imagine living there.
Because it's too business-oriented, something like that. I mean, people probably are too busy, you know, with what they do, and I don't know. I have yet to discover that
yeah.
exciting.
I think, Kerry, you're from Perth, aren't you? You live in Perth, from Perth.
Yeah, I am from Perth. Yeah.
She's from Perth, but she's not originally in Melbourne. She lives in Melbourne now, but she wasn't born here, I think.
That's right. I was born in Perth.
Yeah. So, what else, John? What else is on? What else is happening, mate?
Right now I'm hoping to complete this Grand Australia website, and as soon as I complete this, I plan to create like a trailer video. Just a minute video that summarizes what this site is all about and what this quest is all about. Apparently this represents my personal quest, so it will not entertain too many people, you know, unless of course they're interested in my life. So yeah, it's just up to them, but I'm just putting my whole story because this could be interesting to someone, and it adds more excitement
sure
to our lives in the web.
I'm sure it'll be interesting to a lot of people, especially people that have similar quests to yourself.
That's true.
So when is it expected that the website will be ready and go?
Later this week.
Yep.
I expect this site to be up. It's almost done, so you can further read, you know, my views about this quest, because I really spent time writing this writing articles and explaining all this.
Well, did you want to tell everyone what the URL is where they can find?
Oh yeah.
The website?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The official website will be uploaded too, and will be online later this week. Using the URL www.grandaustralia.com. I think that's a really decent domain name.
It is.
Yeah,
great domain. Great domain. Now, also, John, no one's going to ask you now. Yeah, where can they find you on Twitter?
Oh, yeah, on Twitter, they can just follow me at with a username TechConclave.
Yep.
If they want to follow my personal life, that's A-N-M J-O-V-E-N. So A-N-M
You actually
Joven
tweet
or something,
some pretty funny shit too,
and we'll
mate.
Put both of those on the blog as well.
Yeah, Kerry will do that. Put them there. And John, okay. So what else, mate? You've been tweeting pretty funny stuff too.
Well, with my personal, I always use Twitter as a way to, you know, express my mind, you know, even private private thoughts there, but because I don't prefer to put them on Facebook, because I have so many let's say family members that there are always things that you don't want your family member to know. You know, they always, it's like I could express my mind better on Twitter than on Facebook, because I have to moderate the things that I write in Facebook.
Sure. Now, where can people send you money to get you on the way to Singapore?
That would be part of the website, or do you have
Yeah.
That's gonna be part of
the website. There will be that will be on the website, and I will also make sure that I will issue reports as to how the money is spent, because I want to be transparent with, you know, with the funds. I don't want to end up being felt like I'm scamming some people. So
you're not scamming people. Sure, mate. It happens. You're not scamming anyone. So, it's a legit.
Yeah, yeah. So I have to make sure that it is well shown there, well reported, to just make sure, you know. But yeah, it will be detailed, and it will be, hopefully it will interest some people, because I'm not sure if many people would do something like what I do, like this one. Like,
well, you've gotten some pretty good donations from people, John, haven't you?
Sorry?
You've gotten some pretty good donations from people.
Yeah, yeah, I'm very fortunate and happy that they're helping me, you know, with whatever that I do.
That's good.
Because that makes me want to, because I want to, once I get into Australia and work there, I would definitely would, you know, find a way, because I have many skills, probably that could elevate me, let's say, professionally talking, and I want to reciprocate what they've done, the good things of their life, you know, in terms of whatever of happiness.
For sure,
I think I want them to be happy. I think they will be proud if I get into Australia successfully. If I ever meet them in person, it's not just my own achievement, it could be theirs as well, you know, because they've been part of the quest.
For sure. What about the Tech Conclave podcast? What's going on with that? Is that still happening?
It's a Tech Conclave podcast. I put it on hold since this website will be released this week. So I plan to I will be able to return to Tech Conclave this month. You know, it's also anniversary of the Tech Conclave. So
really,
I think I can do a video. Yeah, this month.
Well, so, that's cool. So you've been around for a year now. A year, has it? How long has it been?
Mm-hmm. No, it's 2 years.
Oh wow, 2 years. Wow.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I can look back on the Tech Conclave by the people that I've met. You know, because it made like they are like the milestones.
Very good, very good. So, Kerry, have you got any news today at all? Kerry, any news?
Yeah. Okay. Well, first of all, thanks, John, for sharing that with
thanks,
us.
John.
It's really important to have, you know, a life goal, which is sort of what this is for you, which is amazing. I've got something a little bit upbeat today. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day, and I'm a girl, so I do like Valentine's Day, even though I don't have a partner. And I found something on Mashable, which I thought was really cute. We've got the top 5 Valentine's Day one-liners with the hashtag #TypeNerdyToMe. So I'm going to read out the top 5 Valentine's one-liners from Mashable, just for a little bit of a giggle. Okay, so think about this as if someone is saying it to you, and it's sort of, it'll make you smile, I'm sure. You're the CSS to my HTML. Let's see. There's a whole bunch of them. Are you guys doing anything for Valentine's Day?
No.
No.
No, no. Not at all?
No, nothing.
We're loveless 24/7 so far. Well, that's okay. That's okay. I mean, yeah, it's just, you know, part of the day, I think. But I bet it will be more special to people who are in a relationship.
Yeah. Well, possibly. You could exactly always celebrate your singleness.
That's okay. Right, yeah. That's correct, yeah.
I think it'll be fine. So, let's see, there's 4 more. See if we can get them to load quickly.
Mashable is a good website. I love Mashable.
Yeah, Mashable is a great website.
I love it. It's a great show.
I find that
great website.
Being subscribed to their RSS feed gets a little bit hard to keep up with, though.
Okay, you should get the iPhone app. That's good. That's good. You get the iPhone app.
Possibly.
There's an iPhone app for that. So that should be cool.
So number 2, we've got you auto complete me.
Okay.
As in the iPhone autocomplete. Oh, have you seen the autocomplete website with all of the funny autocomplete errors and mistakes that people have made?
No, I haven't seen that one.
It's I think it's autocomplete fail or something like that. And it's kind of like a if you have the iPhone and it autocompletes a word and it turns it into something else and it ends up being really bad and funny.
Yes.
So it's autocompletefail.com. So that's a bit of that's a bit funny.
Cool.
Okay. What else do we have here?
So, yep. She's looking at the link, so internet must be slow.
Yeah, internet's really... This isn't working very well for me. Oh, well. That's all right.
That's cool. You need internet.
On Mashable, I've got... I'm at my parents' house using their internet today, so... But they... On Mashable.com, they do have the top five Valentine's one-liners, and so they're all a bit of a giggle if you want to have a look at them.
All right, I'll check that out. Okay, anything else, Kerry, before we go?
Not as such. We have guests for the next couple of weekends coming up. So that's going to be pretty exciting.
Can't wait for that.
Yeah, so that's going to be cool. This week... I'm going to be attending a music conference in Adelaide called the Fuse Music Festival and Conference.
Okay, cool.
And they've got some sessions about social media and stuff in there as well, in terms of music industry marketing, which is what I do.
Oh, nice.
So I'll report back on that next week as well.
Good stuff. Great job, as always. Good stuff, Kerry. Can't wait to hear about that. And where can they find you on the internet?
I have a blog at healthypartygirl.com, which I am... spending this afternoon updating because I've been very busy. I'm on Twitter also at Carnage Fairy, and the Twitter that I use my blog is Healthy Punchy Girl. Let's see. I think I'll leave it at that. Do you have anything else that you wanted to share?
You can just find me on Twitter, Brad Oz, Tech Webcast and Tech Luster, and that's about it. John, thanks for being on, mate.
I'm happy.
You're happy about that, mate? I'm sure people will get back to you about that and send you some money and get you over to Singapore and then to Australia. And
look forward to that.
Stay tuned for next week. Jason Cartwright from TechOU is going to be on. Coming for
that.
He's a legend, that guy. He does a great job on the internet. And following week, it's going to have Dave from a podcast network, the Lifestyle Podcast Network. It's called.
It's going to be great.
Can't wait. Thanks for being on, guys. And if Kerry can hang around to do the description, that would be cool.
If you can. Worries.
Thanks, mate. Thanks.
What's up? Check this. Podcasting direct into your brain via your speakers or headphones. It's Tech Luster. Sit back, relax, tune in and drop out. Journey into the future. Tech Luster. It's a must. Yeah.